Camel, the cigarette of costlier tobaccos. Penny for penny, Camels are your best cigarette buy. Yes, here comes Benny Goodman's Camel Caravan. It's our weekly meeting of swing fans, presided over by Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band. The entertainment committee has accepted a bid tonight to visit fellow members in the Fox Theater, St. Louis, Missouri. And meeting opens with a word of thanks to you club members. You smokers make these Tuesday night get-togethers possible by your keen appreciation of Camel's costlier tobaccos. You've made Camel America's number one cigarette. So thanks, folks. And for smoking pleasure at its best, have a Camel. Penny for penny, your best cigarette buy.
Onto the speaker's platform of our Camel Hot Club steps President Benny Goodman.
Thank you, Johnny Mercer. Welcome, club members. We've got so much business on hand for tonight's meeting, I vote we swing to order. Those in favor say aye.
Aye!
Solid, solid. Turning to the roll call and swinging from left to right, we find Martha Tilton.
Aye, aye.
The Goodman Quartet.
Yeah, man.
That capable collegiate conglomeration of classy commuters. The cats in the band, and I will have to put a little fluff in there, by the way. Can you hold the box up, please, Harry?
Right up. Drop
I think I'll open a restaurant in this thing and call it the Kick-In. You, Benny Goodman, me, Johnny Mercer, and about 5,500 St. Louis swing fans here in the Fox Theater.
Yeah!
First in the minutes of the meeting, an item carried forward from the ballot group, docketed under the title of Trees.
Thank you.
And now here's a song that was written by two branch members in Utica, New York. Kay Parker and Bobby Henderson. They brought it to my attention when we played there a couple of months ago. I liked it so well, I had an arrangement made, and we played it for the first time here in the club. And now it looks like it might be a big hit. So here it is again, with Martha Tilton singing the second chorus. The title is Home in the Clouds.
Thank you.
minutes. Order in the clubhouse for a ceremony extraordinary. Up for initiation tonight are two newcomers to the Camel Hot Club. To wit, E.G., Viz, and namely, Artie Bernstein, who plays bass, and George Rose, who plays guitar. Prexie Goodman heard them, liked them, and brought them back alive. So here they are, joining Benny and Lionel for another Goodman quartet. Something else that's new and different is that Lionel Hampton has already abandoned his drums for the moment. He's beating this one out on a battered old suitcase. So it's the new Goodman quartet playing Lady Be Good.
Visits to St. Louis would be complete without a brief glance at some technical notes on the blues. As a songwriter, John, as well as a Georgia gentleman, sir, how would you define the blues?
Well, Benny, I think the blues began as impromptu snatches of song that the plantation workers made up out of their own troubles. They're not the same as spirituals because the blues nearly always tell a story of weekday worries. Anything that was getting them down, they sang about.
Yeah. And musically speaking, you might say that the blues are to swing as Bach was to classical music. That's where it all began.
And, of course, the Bach of the blues, better known as the Daddy of Ditto, was W.C. Handy, the man who wrote down and published the St. Louis Blues back in 1914.
I don't suppose that Mr. Handy knew then that said song would become an important part of every dance band's book of arrangements, John.
Or that it would be played and recorded more ways than any other popular song in the last 25 years. It's been recorded by big bands, little bands, sweet bands, swing bands, army bands, rubber bands.
I get it, John. We get the idea. St. Louis Blues has been recorded. But here's another way to play it in swing time. And, Johnny, supposing you cut in with a few well-chosen words. The St. Louis Blues.
I can be. That gal's got a heart like a rock just in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. Now a New York woman make a good man run from town. Yes, a New York woman make a good man run from town. But a St. Louis woman make a boy slap his baby down. Got a shape like a snake, fist like a frog. When she kisses me, I holler, who got dog? Mama, 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 look what you done to me. Got the St. Louis blues, blue as I can be.
Jess Stacy at the piano joins the New Goodman Quartet. Lionel Hampton moves over to the vibraphone. The result? The New Goodman Quintet playing Old Fashioned Love. Thank you. We have here a resolution from our affiliated society, the Ancient Order of Fireside Toe Tappers.
And, Johnny, what do the Gates propose, Pops?
Why, resolved, Mr. President, that for this week's special for the Hot Clubs of America, you and the band should take down, dust off, polish off, up, beat out, and give forth with that tempestuous and torrid toe tapper, pick a rib, and that's two fluffs for me, and carry that resolution, will you, Benny?
Club members, they always say that Missouri people are the ones who have to be shown. But this visit to St. Louis has proved that the opposite is true also. Because you're sure, certainly... Oh, that's fluff, John.
All right, well, that's one. I'm glad you finally got one. I'm way ahead of you tonight.
All right, I'll pay up. Because you're certainly showing us a wonderful time. That last number got me. So with a vote of thanks, this is Benny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
I want to put in here a little reminder to all pipe smokers. When you step up to the tobacco counter and say, Prince Albert, please, you're putting yourself in line for around 50 pipefuls of just about the grandest, mellowest smoking you've known in your pipe. Prince Albert is extra mild, cool, with rich, full body. Its choice tobaccos are no bite treated by a special process. PA is the national joy smoke, men. Try it today. There's no other tobacco like Prince Albert. Harry Holcomb speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.